Happy Mother's Day. It's a happy day for most of us. I mean, maybe sometimes we're missing our mothers if they've gone home to God, or maybe there's the sadness of wanting to be a mother and it just hasn't worked out. But even so, we're all born into this world in a similar way. Even Jesus, who is God, chose to have a mother. So we honor them today. We pray for our moms. And I forgot to mention last night, but there are roses after Mass. You can buy one of those. And what moms really want is a big hug, a kiss, and say, I love you, Mom. Thank you for all that you've done for me. I'll do that this afternoon. It also helps make sure that I'm still in the will. Anyway, I was up to see the Pop concert. This is up at Wausau West. This is Friday night. Some friends invited me along, and I have a very limited social life, so it was a lot of fun. And these are all high school kids, immensely talented. It was amazing. I mean, you got to go through all these auditions, and then you put on this different songs, choreography, lights, the whole thing. And it's just a really fantastic evening. So afterwards, I was thinking, well, for Mother's Day, we should have some kind of song, something in a tribute, of sorts. And I thought, well, how about this one? Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be deacons. Maybe it was cowboys. Anyway, you get the idea. Sorry, it's we love our deacon, and we do have a couple of candidates maybe for the future. Anyway, I want to say a little bit about the church as a mother, too. There are a lot of different models of the church, and she's the bride of Christ, and that's a very beautiful understanding. The herald of the gospel, to proclaim the good news that Jesus came to save his people, and by dying and rising, that's precisely what he did, and that's relevant for all times and places. But the church is the mother of the faithful, that she's raising up men and women that have faith. Faith is a theological virtue. That means it comes from God, and it helps us to get back home to God. And that's why we were born, to spend eternity with our Lord in heaven. And so the church then, well, you see good examples of Philip. He gets out of his comfort zone. He's trying to help people to believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be, God's only son. And he could take away the sins of the world. He could unite heaven and earth and reconcile families. He could give us hope in the midst of our brokenness. We see Peter, he says, give reasons for your hope. If we live our faith authentically anyway, it should give us joy, and that should be a sign of God's presence. Jesus is always teaching. He's always proclaiming, not just by word, but by the way he lives. So the church, as a mother, she's supposed to pass on the faith. How? That's more of a mystery than a science, and kind of an art form that we learn. But I saw this in the Columbia magazine that's put out by the Knights of Columbus. And there are four things that come from this. He's a sociologist from the University of Notre Dame, Christian Smith. Four things that, as parents, as a parish, as the church, as a mother, can do to help the faith to grow. First is authenticity, right? You have to be real. You can't just fake it. It can't be compartmentalized. What we do here, we have to do out there. If we're one way with one group of people and another way with others, it really won't fly. There's a movie called Breach, and it was based on the true story of this guy, Robert Hansen. He was arrested in 2001. They were shocked. This guy went to Mass every day, prayed the rosary, seemed to have a real deep Catholic faith, but he had sold out a long time ago. For years, he was involved in espionage. No one compromised the United States more than this one guy. He's spending the rest of his life now in solitary confinement. I hope that the prayers that he learned, he's still saying, because that does a lot of damage. It says that, well, we can just have our faith in one little category, but the rest of our life we live for ourselves. No, if it's going to be efficacious, if it's going to attract people, what you see is what you get. It has to be consistent. Another story about this guy, Lee Strobel. He was an atheist, he was a journalist, and then, well, he starts to try to disprove Christianity. There's a movie called Case for Christ. It's a true story. And at the end, he can't defy Christianity. In the end, he succumbs to it. He becomes a Christian himself and has been ever since. And at the end of the movie is a very beautiful scene. He said, of all the arguments, all the things that he wrestled with, he's talking to his wife. He said, you're the reason that I've become a Christian, because you were kind, patient, forgiving. You have been like Christ for me. And that's what convinces people. That we don't just say things, but we live. It has to be authentic if it's going to be passed on. It can't be fake. There can't be anything artificial. It has to go to the heart. And God will help us with that. Authenticity, the second, is some sort of authority. We know what we're proclaiming. There's a truth. The truth will set you free. But it's not an authority that comes with a kind of a hammer. It's worn rather lightly. I was again in that magazine, Columbia. I was talking about this dad that he had a big family, and every night he'd pray the rosary. But it was optional. He didn't make the kids. Now, when I was growing up, the rosary was never optional. Anyway, we'd get to that some other time. But this guy, every night at 9 o'clock, he'd say, I'm going to kneel down and pray the rosary. And because it wasn't forced, maybe it was more effective. I don't know. But most of the time, most of the kids and his wife would join him. The faith, we have to say that we know what we believe, but we don't impose it. We wait. We let people come to it when they're ready. That's a hard balance for us to strike, because the church has very definite things that she teaches about marriage and family, about ethics and morality. But at the same time, we let people have a conversion. We let them come when they're ready, that it's love that builds a bridge, and then the truth comes over. Authenticity, a certain authority, but with affection, we want to be kind. There's the third thing about the passing on the faith. It's a good thing we write these things down. Regular discussions. We talk about God because he's important. Deacon and I, after Mass, we always go over to the rectory and we talk about you a lot. Anyway, now we talk about lots of things that are important to us, what we've read, about our families. We talk about the Brewers. There's not a lot to talk about there. But anyway, we talk about things that are important. And that's just the way we raise our families. We talk about Jesus. We talk about, well, what he means to us. A friend of mine, he grew up in Oklahoma, but we were in a boarding school together, and his mom sent him a cassette tape because she thought that he was probably homesick, and she was right. It's hard to be away from home when you're a kid. And I remember listening to that tape, and of course we mocked it later, but she was saying, John, don't forget the feast days of the church. Well, that was her way of keeping his faith alive. You know, for example, just knowing the feast days. Yesterday was Our Lady of Fatima. And what Mary, when she appeared at Fatima, what happened to those three kids in the whole world? And pretty soon this week, the Ascension would be Thursday. And that's when the Novena to the Holy Spirit begins. And these things are just a part of our life. We talk about it because it's important. And kids pick it up because, they're little sponges. They know when things are important to mom and dad. They sense it, and they can receive it more naturally. The last thing is authenticity, a little bit of authority with affection, and teaching the faith by just the way we talk and discuss these things. The last is that we need a whole bunch of people to help. A church is a family. Remember when we talked about praying for young families because they attract other families. We even put that CD in. I taped all those baby sounds just so we wouldn't forget what they sound like. And we're having more and more of those. We're having more babies, and that's an exciting thing. That's a new generation. That's a new hope, a new beginning. We need each other. We strengthen each other by our own witness. Sometimes we don't listen to our own parents, but we certainly notice our friends' parents and what they're doing. And if they have faith, it starts to impact us too. Incidentally, by God's grace, his providence, we're going to open the school in the fall of 2024, a new beginning, a new hope that's going to change life here and in Wausau. That's a sign that God has never done. He's always drawing people to himself. He's always teaching the faith how to do it. Well, there's lots of teachable moments, lots of lessons we can learn. When I was up there at West the other night, it's just always impressive to see. You know, kids have a lot of energy. They're half nuts, but it's just delightful. I spent a lot of years teaching high school kids, and to listen to the encouragement that they were giving each other. I mean, a lot of the high school students were way in the back while their peers were up on stage performing. And they'd be cheering, yeah, yeah. And they'd yell out their name, you can do it. And people love that. I mean, we need affirmation. We do better when people encourage us, pray for us, and say, you can. I've been thinking, I'm going to pay somebody to do that for me, but just when I come out to do the homily, like, Father Martin, yeah, do it. It might be a bit awkward and seem contrived, but even so, I think we are all cut from the same cloth. Today, we remember that all of us have a mom. Some of our mothers are home with God. Some are still here. They've all helped us in faith, hope, and love. Passing on the faith is what makes the church a mama. And she's very solicitous. She cares about each person. She passes on the faith in season and out. She does it by example, by kindness, by being firm, but by trusting in the process. Conversion is slow. It takes a lifetime, but it's a preparation for heaven. And so in the end, it's worth it.